Grand Rapids 105.3 Hot FM. It's Ken Evans and Rachel Gray. You were telling me a story this morning, and you said you never admitted this on the air. This is part of your, what, every other day morning routine?
Yeah. Every other day.
Okay.
Yes.
So, I don't know why you're ashamed about this.
Oh, because I don't plan on showering today.
Okay.
Yeah, that's why I'm ashamed of it. Are you kidding?
You use the dry shampoo, you told me.
I do. Yeah. I love dry shampoo. I think it's like the best invention since sliced bread, at the risk of sounding like my grandmother.
See, I used to work with a co-host, Huggett,
yeah,
did the dry shampoo.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't know about the dry shampoo until I worked with her. And she would come in and I go, hey, is there like powder in your hair? What's going on there?
See, I get mine for brunettes. You can't see it.
She goes, oh, that's my dry shampoo, which I thought it was only for pets up until
what?
I started working with. I didn't know. Guys don't know this stuff.
Yeah, all it does is soak up the oils in your hair so it doesn't look dirty.
Plus, like, I'm not really Googling shampoo anymore in my life, so it's not like... It's not like I would know.
I see your point.
But I would, you know, and you get up as early as we do, you got to have each other's back. Like,
right.
if I see powder in her hair at 5:30 in the morning, I'm like, hey, before you see other people, maybe you want to fix that.
It's tough getting up that early. And I showered yesterday, so that was like, sweet, I'll get an extra 10 minutes.
Tomorrow?
Yeah, because I'll get my dry shampoo out. But I was telling Ken this morning, so another insecurity I have is like, I hate being pale and I just got my hair darkened and I worry that if I'm too white, that I'll look like a vampire with this dark hair. So I buy.
I can see it. Not,
yeah?
not that you're
you
pale.
You see what I mean, though?
But yeah, you've got a very you got very strong dark features. So yeah. If your skin
yes.
is too pale, it's like Morticia or something.
Yeah, thank you.
There you go.
So during the fall and the winter, when I'm not at the cottage, I'm not on the boat, by the water, anything, I have like a aerosol spray can of fake tanner.
See, and I know tanners existed. I didn't know you could just kind of like buy a spritzer of it and just like use it each day.
Yeah, it's just an aerosol and you go psh.
You spray your face in the morning.
I do
with
my
this
face
thing.
And my chest. I don't do anything else. I'll do my legs if I'm wearing
a dress. You do your chest?
Yeah. There's like a orange line from, you know, this far down to my boobs and up.
Does Quinn have an orange forehead after she feeds?
So, no.
Got like a little Donald Trump thing going on Quinn's head after she feeds.
I see your concern. I see your concern, but no, it's not rubbing off on Quinn, thank God. But, so this morning, I'm getting ready, and I'm spraying my cleavage in my face, and then I went to go put my dry shampoo in, but instead of grabbing my dry shampoo, I aerosoled my hair with fake tanner.
So you have tanner in your hair right now.
I have tanner. My scalp is now orange.
So you're going to have to take the shower. Or I don't know.
I don't have a choice.
I won't judge you.
Thanks. Yes. Now you're judging me. But after I did it, I was like, damn, it's too late. I can't get in the shower now.
You kept messing with your hair. You're like...
God, because it's like matted. I look like one of those golden retrievers that like... need to go to the vet.
Are you sure it wasn't the dog shampoo?
Like, no, now I feel like I have to check Quinn's head when
look,
I
go. When you come in, I will always tell you your mat looks very nice and shiny.
I don't like liars. I'm not friends with people who don't tell the truth.
Don't tell me I have a good looking mane if I don't.
Seriously.
I need honesty in my life.
Right.
Well, I didn't notice anything until you brought it up. So
thank
see,
you.
There you go.
I was more just laughing at the fact that there's fake tanner in my hair today.
Because I know fake tanner exists, and that's very, that's much better for you than like going to the booths and
right.
getting skin
stopped,
cancer and all that stuff.
I stopped the tanning bed a long time ago.
I just didn't know you kind of could do a face spritz of the tanner.
Yeah.
Are you supposed to, or you just do?
I don't know. I didn't read the directions.
Okay. I feel like somewhere on there, it's going to have something about your eyes or maybe breathing it in.
I close them.
You close?
Yeah. They appear to be fine.
Rachel, safety tips brought to you by OSHA.
Right.
Close your eyes before you spray aerosol in your face. Another tip coming up tomorrow.
Seriously, though, like when I do it, it's always kind of leaves like the sticky film almost. So you got to wait for it to soak in. So I take my hair dryer after that and then dry myself.
That's good. You add heat to some aerosol spray that's been sprayed into your face.
I never realized the safety concerns until I told you this. I never thought I was doing anything maybe dangerous.
Well, congratulations on not catching your head on fire. So.
Oh my God, what if I need my hair?
You're worrying about catching a shower in the morning. I'm worried about you catching on fire in the morning.
Thanks, Ken.
It's Grand Rapids 105.3 Hot FM. Good morning.